everybody. This is Andrew Hunter with another episode of the Creative Podcast. I just want to say thank you guys so much for downloading, subscribing on iTunes and Stitcher. Thank you for rating and reviewing on both of those platforms as well. Also, you can follow the podcast at The Creative Pod on Twitter and also send email questions to thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. On today's show, guys, I actually want to talk about managing your expectations. We've talked a little bit about on previous episodes about goals and doubting yourself, things like of that nature. But today I actually want to talk about when you set your goals and maybe you doubt yourself a little bit, sometimes help with that, with, you know, meeting your goals and also not doubting yourself, is just set realistic expectations for yourself. If you can do that, you're going to have a lot better success rate when it comes to actually meeting and exceeding your goals. So when I say manage your expectations, what do I mean by that? What I mean is, whenever you set out to do a task, I want you to kind of think, what would I consider success? What would I consider getting to the finish line with this project? You know, let's say I want to create a portrait of someone. You know, do I have something in mind that I want to actually capture with this? Is it a certain thing that I actually want to make sure that happens with this portrait? Let's say, for instance, I actually went out with a buddy of mine probably about a year or so ago, and actually his name is Charlie Haas. He's a good friend of mine, and we actually just set out to create a cool image of him in a Promethean costume that he had made. Now, my only mission was to create a cool picture. That's really it. I didn't go in with any preconceived notions or ideas. I just went in saying, you know, I just want to create a cool picture with you because you're my buddy, and that's all. Now, did I meet my expectations? Yeah, I did. And it came out to be a really awesome portrait of him that actually ended up becoming the artwork for our local Nerdfest here in Brevard County, the Space Coast Nerdfest. Look it up on Facebook. It's really, really cool. And now, did I expect to have that work become the artwork or the face, if you will, of that brand of that Nerdfest? Absolutely not. That wasn't a goal that I'd set for myself. My only expectation for the session was to have a good time with my buddy, but also to actually go and create something that was really unique and different that I had never done before. And did I accomplish that goal? Yes. In doing so, I created something that was actually interesting to other people as well. So instead of setting, you know, an expectation of I want to create something that everybody's going to love, really just make something that you're going to absolutely enjoy doing, for one, but for two, something that you can actually be proud of whenever you're done with it. Now, a lot of creative people, they like to start out with like little passion projects. A buddy of mine, Jonathan Sierra, I've mentioned him before. He's actually the person that created the artwork for this podcast. You can actually find him on Twitter. I think it's at John Sierra, if I'm not mistaken. You can look up Sierra Creative Group. That's actually his business. He does graphic design, things like that. Really cool dude. Cool wrestling fan as well. Shout out to him. But with him, he sets out, you know, to create certain things. He just like does these little passion projects, these little things that he's interested in. And now he actually has gallery openings set up for him to go out and actually show his work. It's just something that he just set out to do that was just for him, just for fun. That's how really the most creative ideas come about, in my opinion. It's just something that you're really passionate about. So whenever you're setting up to do a creative project, make sure it's something that you are 100% behind. Because if you're not, it's not going to amount to anything. It's not going to amount to anything at all. If you're not absolutely passionate about a project, do not do it. So let's kind of dive into this more from a business sense. If you're looking to start a creative business, let's say you want to be a photographer like I am. For me, my expectations were very low when I started, which I think is a good thing for most creative people. Set out just to become okay at what you do, if that makes any sense. You know, a lot of creative people, they set out, I want to be the best in this field within the year. Ain't going to happen. Sorry to burst your bubble, but it's just not going to happen. It's not possible for you to become 100%, you know, 100% mastery within 1 year of starting something. It's just not a thing that happens. What I would suggest is say, you know what, I want to work on this one technique or this one style for this year. Not all styles, not all photography. Set out to be good at one thing. You know, for me, I set out to be really great at lighting and really great at, like, you know, using, you know, flash lighting, but also just controlling light in general. Now, am I great at it? I'm pretty good. I wouldn't say I'm great at it, but I can go into a room, a blank room, and make it look like something completely different if I wanted to. I can do that if given the, you know, around a right amount of time and the techniques and, you know, tools that I need to do that. But am I a master? Absolutely not. Am I better than I was when I first started? Absolutely I am, because it takes practice. So really, the goal is to set out to actually become, you know, obviously you want to look up to certain people, but don't compare your progress and where you're at to that person, because you don't know what they've gone through to get to that place unless you talk to them. You know, if you have someone that you really want, you know, really look up to, ask them questions, and that'll help you kind of set your expectations based on kind of what they went through. And you can see kind of where you're, like, you know, see any parallels from your path to theirs. For me, as a photographer, my expectations were higher than probably what they should have been when I first started out. So I got really frustrated early on because I was like, man, I should be farther on than I am because I've been working hard this whole year. It doesn't take just a year to become a great photographer. It takes many years, 10 years, 15 years to become an expert photographer. So you can't just, you know, think, oh, I'll just jump in and I'll be fine. It also, you know, managing expectations is important for your customers. You know, I always try to undersell everything I'm going to do so that whenever I actually do exceed those expectations, it's better. And the customer's like, wow, you really went above and beyond. Honestly, no, I didn't necessarily go above and beyond what I would normally do, but I said, hey, we're going to shoot for this. And I try to exceed that. So what most people will say, well, set goals that are slightly out of your reach. I would say set goals within your means and then try to reach for more than that if you can. So that way you're not disappointing yourself and your client. You know, if your client just happens to be yourself, then you're not disappointing yourself. I was actually talking to a buddy of mine today. His name's Kyle, and I just got a great friend with him. And we were actually talking about why creative people are sometimes, like, you know, lacking in social skills. It is because they are always disappointing themselves. They're setting their goals and their expectations way too high and not exceeding them, and they're always disappointing themselves and always being depressed because of that. That's not fair to them. It's not fair to creative people in general. I've learned over the years that if I really want to be a happy person, then I got to be successful. You know, most men, I can speak as a man, most men are like that. If you want to be successful, or I'm sorry, if you want to be happy, then you need to be successful. You need to have a job. Just men are wired to be useful. If a man's not being useful, it's hard for them to continue in a great path. So set yourself up for success. That's really the main objective of this conversation today, is set yourself up to be successful. I know it kind of goes against everything you've heard, but like I said, set goals that you can attain, but that you could also surpass, even just slightly, to say, you know what, I set this goal for myself, and I did even better than that. Now, I know it might sound a little convoluted to kind of set yourself up to actually, you know, go above and beyond something you've set yourself out to do, but it raises your confidence. Every time you go out to say, you know what, I want to create a great portrait of someone on a black background, okay? You might not know how to create a black background right away, you know, if you don't have one already and are already available to you. But for me, in my circumstances, my entire place that we live is all white walls. And I could go out and buy black cloth, but if I can learn how to create a black background in a white room, I can clear a black background anywhere, which is really cool. And I've done that, and it took time to kind of study, and I don't always get it right, but I'm a lot better at it now at controlling those circumstances than I was before. So now if someone says, hey, I need you to create a portrait of me on a black background, I said, okay, great. I can walk into a room typically and create a black background even in a white room if I really needed to. So it's really important to kind of learn those skills and really get an idea of exactly what you're able to do. But again, set yourself goals that you can attain, and in the end, you can actually surpass just slightly, because it's going to boost your confidence. A lot of people, let me actually give you a little story here. I'm actually a big fan of stand-up comedy. I am scared to death to go out and try it myself, because I'm setting goals for myself. That's a goal that I think is so lofty, for at least for me, that I don't think it would be attainable to me at this moment. Maybe in the future, but right now, not a chance. So for me, I want to definitely set goals that I can attain. But stand-up comedians, I was actually watching Louie, which is actually the show done by Louis C.K. I think it's on Netflix now. I think all the seasons are on Netflix. Really, really funny. It's a little adult humor, things like that, but that's just Louis' style. But what I really wanted to get into was there was a heckler at one of the shows. Either way, if you watch the episode, it's in the first season. There was a heckler at one of the shows, but what he had said was, and this can go to any creative person, but people that like heckle creative people, like they don't understand that might be like the only time that they actually are able to live their life and actually have some peace in their life is when they're actually being creative. So if your goal is just to have some peace in your life, then set yourself aside 15 minutes a day just to go and do that one thing that you're able to do as a creative person. If you're a painter, set aside 15 minutes a day to go and paint something. If you're, someone that likes to draw, go and set 15 minutes aside just to draw a sketch. A musician, spend 15 minutes playing whatever instrument you play. Whatever it happens to be, podcast or whatever it is, set aside that time to go and do that thing that you want to do. Again, you have to manage your expectations. One thing that I struggle with, and I thought about this when I was about to record this episode, was I never really set up expectations for my podcast, for any of the podcasts I've ever done. I never said, I really want this podcast to do these numbers, or, because I don't really care about the numbers necessarily. I think sometimes I should care a little bit more, but I really don't care that much about actually what the numbers are going into, like, listeners, things like that. I care about the people that listen to this podcast. I don't care how many there are. As long as there's someone getting something from what I'm doing, then I feel like that's meeting my expectations. If I'm able to kind of give my viewpoint on the world, but also in the creative space, then I feel that my expectations are being met. So I thought about what are really my expectations for this show. This is the third episode of the Creative Podcast, and with that being said, what are my goals in the future? Obviously, my goals in the future, and this will be coming up in the next few episodes, I'm going to have some guests on to actually start diving into their perspective on creativity and really get an idea of exactly what goes into what they do. Because I can talk about what I do all day long until I'm blue in the face, but I want to get other perspectives because I'm just one perspective out of all of the different creative people in the world. So I really want to give you guys different perspectives to listen to and view and get an idea of exactly the kind of creative person you are. That's really important. I want this. One of the expectations I have for this show is over the course of the next year, I do want to make sure to touch on all areas of creativity, from the very beginning to people that are maybe masters of their craft. What can they do differently or better to really push their creativity to the limit? So that's really one of my expectations. I also expect to try to talk better in the future as well. But in any case, I just wanted to kind of give you guys that little highlight about managing your expectations. It's really important that you're able to do that. Again, I want you guys to be getting things out of this show every single week. That's why I'm doing this show. That's why I want you guys to be subscribed on iTunes and Stitcher. So that way you get the show downloaded right to your device for free. And like I said, I want you guys to really, 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 really try and manage what you're expecting from yourself. Don't ask too much of yourself. Just ask what you know you can do and then try and shoot above that. That's really the best advice that I've gotten. So that way I'm not beating myself up when I don't succeed at what I'm trying to succeed. Do something that you know you can do, but also push your limits just a little bit every time. Because, the more you push yourself, the more you can expand on what you're doing. So with that being said, guys, I'm going to let you go this week. I've had an awesome week, and I've really appreciated all the response I've been getting to the show. Thank you guys so much for, again, subscribing to iTunes and Stitcher. Also, follow me on Twitter, @TheCreativePod, and send questions, comments to thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. With that being said, guys, I will see you next week, hopefully with a special guest. If not, I'll definitely have a great topic to talk about with you guys next week. And I really, really appreciate everything you guys are doing. Thanks, and have a great week. See you guys later.